all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky to the Magic Kingdom.
Yesterday, Disneyland and the New York World's Fair. Tomorrow, a project so vast, it has already been called a whole new Disney World.
Hello and welcome back to a not-so-brief history of Disney World. I'm your host, William Tintel. Thanks for tuning in today, and you will be hearing the best and worst of each Disney park. This is going to be a series, and today we are going to start with the Magic Kingdom. Stay tuned. Alright, so starting with the Magic Kingdom, and this again will be a series of episodes, we're going to start with the best. And I'm sure you can already guess this, but my best is going to have to be Splash Mountain. I'm sure that doesn't come to a shock, as a couple of you listeners might know. That is my favorite attraction at Disney World. And so obviously that's going to be the best for me at the Magic Kingdom. And there are many reasons why that this ride is the best at Magic Kingdom. One is just that it's an all-time classic, and it stems from, it's been there a while, there's classic animatronics, and it's very nostalgic. Another good reason for it is the music. Really good music, and it gets stuck in your head all day, and that is not a bad thing, at least for me. It's a long ride, too. Some of these other rides that they're coming out with today, they're not as long. They're long. You have, obviously, Rise of the Resistance at Hollywood Studios, and that's like 18, 16 minutes long. But Splash Mountain keeps you in there for a while, go through a ton of scenes, always engaged, and like I said before, great animatronics, and they're not the new high-tech, you know, A1000, A100 animatronics, but they serve their purpose in a good way because they feel nostalgic, and it's almost a good thing that they're not updated or anything like that. So it's good that they... that's a reason where the older animatronics feel good. And as I'll be talking about next, that's not always the case. But lastly, really, the biggest reason for me is how great the theming is. The theming is so good. It fits into Frontierland perfectly, which is a pretty big ask considering you're going from the Midwest to a water ride, and then right next to it you have, obviously, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. So fitting it in and pushing it to a back a little, so it's a little bit of a background for the area, it was really big, and you don't feel like you're out of place or anything like that. And then once you get inside the ride, the music is themed at the different parks to the land that it is in. So at Disneyland, you'll have different style of music than you would over at Disney World. So, you know, they did a great job with that. And then once you get into the ride, all the scenes are themed very well. Immersive, storybooky, cartoonish. You can always look at something. That's a big thing for all these rides. You always want to be entertained and looking at something maybe you didn't see the last time, you know. Maybe one time you were on the other side of the boat and maybe you missed this. And there's always something to look at, and that is a great thing. And then obviously you got the throw. Multiple drops, and obviously the last one is the biggest drop, and you know, get your picture taken. But there's other ones that are really good too. You know, before it, like when you plunge into the first scene and when you're in the dark going to the laughing place, like it's really good. But yeah, it keeps you immersed. Keeps you entertained. Theming's great. Great music. Memorable music. Nostalgic animatronics. I wouldn't say they're, you know, high-tech or the best that Disney has to offer. But I actually think you could argue that, you know, they are some of the most for me, some of the best animatronics, really. Not because they are, not because they do look so good, just because of the way that they serve their purpose on this ride. So, yeah, I think for those reasons and many more, Splash Mountain is the best at Magic Kingdom. The best of the best. You know, next we're going to be moving on to the worst. And for the worst, I'm going to have to go with Under the Sea Journey of the Little Mermaid. For me, I don't go on this a ton. I know last time I went, I didn't go on it. So maybe I am a little biased. I haven't rode it in a while, but I just don't think I never wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never had a need to after riding it. It's not memorable. That's really what it comes down to. I don't feel like I need to go back to that and experience it again. The line's good, but the ride disappoints. And you see this in some places, but really here, the line is so, like, not so good, but the line is good, immersive, Little Mermaid-esque. That's definitely not a word, but that's what I'll say, Little Mermaid-esque. And that just goes to disappoint you when you get to the actual ride. And sometimes the line is long and, you know, peak season, so it's definitely not worth it then. Maybe if it's 10 minutes, if you need to, you know, get some air conditioning and get inside a colder place. But, you know, there's so many places that you can do that. You can go Hall of Presidents, you got Carousel of Progress, Enchanted Tiki Room, and those places, and Country Bear Jamboree. But those places, you're actually getting, like, a good show and something prolonged and something you're not going to, like, want to leave, but something that you'll enjoy your time in. And it's back there in Fantasyland too. It's really deep back, you know. It's behind Seven Dwarfs, so that you're walking through lines of people lining up. It's by the Beauty and the Beast area, so it's a crowded area, but very dense too. Like, there's not much space back there. So it's not something you're going to want to pass by. It's not like a path you're going to want to take and like, oh, let's just duck into Little Mermaid. So I just don't really see why I would want to ride it. And for me, that's just the reasons why it's the worst for me. I do believe, though, it's good for the younger crowd. And, you know, if you're a fan of Little Mermaid, maybe. But I just think, for my purposes, it's not quite there. But again, if you're a little kid and you want to ride that, then, you know, you do you. But I just don't think that is what I would want to ride. But I definitely, like I said, it's good for the younger audience. So I don't think it would be, you know, if you were to ask them, the worst of the worst. But for me, it is, and that's just my opinion. Alright, that is it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed listening, and I hope you'll really think about what you think is the best and the worst at Magic Kingdom. I'll be back for the next episode, and when I'll talk about Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom. Those will be 3 future episodes. Maybe a couple of them will be combined into one, but those will be the forthcoming episodes. I hope you enjoyed. Make sure to like, follow, share, subscribe, whatever you can do to help get the podcast out there. I would really appreciate it. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Simply do love, simply air,